All right, we're here at the third evening of the 78th Annual Bushier Tournament. First game on the docket this evening is the Douglas Bulldogs versus the Bushier Tigers. My special guest this evening, introduce yourself.
I'm Daniel Smith, and I'm going to be special guest for this evening. I'm going to help Tyler announce the Bushier versus Douglas ball game.
All right. We have some starters for you early on. Starting for the Douglas Bulldogs, the junior, number 10, Cameron Smith. Junior, number 12, Landon Boone. Senior, number 30, Anthony Massingale. Sophomore, number 32, Brandon Gleason. And junior, number 42, Keandre Carthron. And for the Bushier Tigers, starting tonight is sophomore, Justin Hazen. Sophomore, Ryan Fodig. Sophomore, Kylie Watson. And the two juniors, Jacob Shipman and Kale Watson. Daniel, do you anticipate anything big this evening?
I'm anticipating Douglas to slam down a couple down Bushier's throat, but that's just my anticipation.
We'll see what happens then. Here we go. Boone and Watson in the middle of the jump off. Tip goes to Douglas, but Justin Hazen comes away with it. As Carthron bobbled it, and they get a quick basket. They find Shipman under the basket. Douglas wasn't really prepared. They go straight into Boone. Boone over to Smith, and we're off to the races for Douglas. Smith going to take it across the timeline. Throws over to Massingale. Massingale tries to get it over to Carthron, and Carthron wasn't quite ready for it. Goes out of bounds off of his hands. It's going back to Bushier. Danny, what do you see early?
Well, I think it's a pretty good way for Bushier to start off the ball game. 2-point lead.
They go left wing to Shipman. Shipman, ball fake guarded by Smith. Shipman working it inside, finds Hazen wide open. Score two for Bushier again. 4-0. Only 30 seconds in, they go to Smith. Smith and Bushier's putting on a full court press. Smith over to Gleason. Gleason back to Smith. Smith now to Gleason on the left wing. Gleason takes it to the hole. Fouled by Fodig. He'll shoot two free throws. That's the thing. Douglas can take every single player out there for Douglas can take it to the hole with some authority. And
that's really going to help him in the long run in this game.
Also, the thing I noticed about Douglas in their first game against Macon County is whenever they sub, they don't sub one or two guys. They bring a full five in to keep their legs fresh, which is something that Bushier's going to have to watch or else they're going to be tired and Douglas will stay fresh. Gleason missed the first, hit the second one. It's 4-3. He goes right wing over to, or it's 4-2, excuse me. It was 4-0 before that. Right wing to Hazen. Hazen trying to pass it off, now finds Fertig on the right side. Fertig takes it back top. He goes left wing to Shipman now, and now over to Hazen. Hazen guarded closely by Boone, back to Shipman. Shipman top the key, ball above his head, now left wing for Hazen. Hazen back out to Watson, a bad pass, but Kale Watson comes up with it now into his brother Kylie. Kylie Wilson on Massingale, and that's going to be a lost cause for Kylie Watson most of the evening. Hazen top the key, now left wing for Fertig. Fertig had a wide open Shipman cut into the basket, didn't see him. That goes after Watson, now back to Hazen. Hazen out of Shipman on the left wing. Over to Kylie Watson. Watson looking inside, guarded closely by Massingale. He's going to take him to the hole. Stops. Gets a shot off. It's no good. Rebounded by Kale Watson, and Kale puts it up and in. 6-2, 6:15 left, first quarter. Smith goes over to Gleason. Gleason back to Smith. Smith now brings it across the timeline as the Tigers fall back into a 2-3 defense. More of a 1-3-1 type defense. Massingale takes it into the hole, and he's going to be shoved by... They're going to get Kylie Watson with a push. Second foul on Kylie Watson.
Not a good way to start out the ball game.
You definitely don't want two quick fouls in the first quarter. Smith sets a throw and finds Gleason. Gleason up, shot strong. Rebounded there by Kylie Watson. Watson goes over to Hazen. Hazen up the right side of the court, down to Ryan Fertig. Ryan Fertig on the right baseline, now throws it out to Kylie Watson, who loses it, gets it back, and throws it to his brother, Kale Watson. Kale Watson back out to Hazen to reset the offense. Hazen trying to work past Boone, can't do it, and that throws out to Fertig. Fertig on the left elbow, drives in, fires up a shot, no good, rebounded there by Massingale. Massengill flips it to Smith, and we're heading the other way. 5:30 left first quarter. It's 6-2 in favor of the Tigers. Smith into the corner for Massengill, working inside into the lane. Shot no good. Rebound there by Watson. And Massengill doesn't seem to have the touch he did the other night against Macon County.
Nope.
Kylie Watson on the right wing feeds it into Jacob Shipman into the right corner. Shipman takes it back out towards the top of the key and is going to redirect traffic. Now throws to Hazen on the left wing. Hazen now back to Kylie Watson. A bad pass recollected just before he goes out of bounds. Now throws off to Kale Watson into the right corner. Back to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson on the elbow. Shot falls out. Rebounded there by Boone. And Boone is ahead of the pack. He beat two or three defenders from Bashir down. Now pulls it back out to Gleason. Now right wing for Smith. Smith back to Gleason. They have a set play. Boone now to Smith. Back to Boone on the left side. Shot for a three. Holy cow, how deep was that, Daniel?
That was an NBA three, Tyler.
Oh, my, that was deep. 6-5.
That was a good 4 foot back from the line.
Oh, I'd say five. Oh, he was deep. Hazen now left wing for Ferdig. Ferdig trying to get by now, does. Got around Catheron.
That was a nice little move.
It's 8-5, 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Gleason with some ball fakes on Kyler Watson, but Watson's just going to fall back into his position in the defense anyway. Now Gleason working against Ferdig, and Hazen throws over to Massengill. Massengill back out to Gleason. Gleason ball fake, now going to put it on the floor. Back to Massengill inside the lane. Shot no good, but he was fouled. Two free throws on the way from Massengill.
And it looks like Matt Thomas is going to get in the game.
Foul was on Ferdig. Here we go. Massengill's first shot up off the back iron, no good. And this is something that Douglas did not do the other night. They bring in Sibley and Massengill both at the same time. You talk about dominance down low. Both of them listed at 6'6", and I'd say they have each earned every inch.
Brashear's going to have a hard time getting over Massengill for the rebounds.
They push it up to Thomas on the right side as Massengill hit the second free throw. Thomas over to Kyler Watson. Watson throws back out to Hazen, who almost loses it on the right sideline, but recovers and takes it to the top of the key. Now to left wing to Kale Watson. Back to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson holds outside the arc. Now fans over to Hazen. Hazen back to Kale Watson at the top of the key, and it attempted pass was knocked out of bounds by Harris. It'll stay with Bashir. Reset the shot clock, right, Daniel?
Yeah.
All right, Hazen left wing for Thomas, who's wide open from three, but decides not to take it. That goes over to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson dribbles back out now into the corner for Matt Thomas. Thomas feeds it inside to Shipman, who's triple-teamed. Now they kind of spread out and wait for him to launch one. Misses, rebounded by Sibley. Sibley, just a freshman, 6'6 freshman. What kind of height for a freshman? Right wing for Smith now, works it into Massengill. Massengill, little floater, no good. Rebound there by Sibley. Up and no good. Rebounded by Massengill. Massengill inside, no good. Gets to the edge, tipped around, and finally Kylie Watson got it. How many shots was that? Three or four?
About three.
And they're going to get a foul on Harris, who is guarding Hazen, bringing it up the court.
Douglas's big advantage on this is they can jump and they've got height.
Oh. Some of them guys can jump out of the gym. Hazen down the right side over to Kale Watson. Watson feeds it to Watson. Kylie in the corner. Now off to Kale Watson. Back to Kylie Watson. Watson throws it top to keeper Shipman. Now left wing for Thomas. Wide open. Thomas back to Hazen. It's stolen. It's Smith going coast to coast. Smith, yes. 8-all. Tied up. 2:15 left. First quarter. Hazen now left wing for Thomas. Thomas almost has it poked away, now throws over to Shipman. Shipman in the corner now works it up to the left elbow, throws back out to Watson, now finds Hazen, back to Watson. Kale Watson working, throws back out to Thomas. Thomas right wing for Hazen. Hazen trying to get past Boone, can't do it. Now double team, throws over to Kale Watson for three. In.
That's good.
Bounced around and fell in. 11-8, 1:45 left first quarter. Harris pulls the point now for Douglas. Throws to Massengill, back to Harris. Harris drives into the lane. No good. Rebounded by Sibley. Sibley no good, and they're going to get Sibley over the back as Brashear formed a little circle in the middle.
Carthen and Gleason are back in the game now.
They brought in Bowers to replace Sibley, who's going to come out. And Massengale also. They're going to the speed formation. Height is now not a factor because they're both teams are about equal. It's all about speed. Hazen to Kale Watson with 1:20 left in the first quarter. It's 11-8 Tigers lead, and they have the ball. They go into Kyler Watson. Shot in. 13-8. Gleason working down the left side. Finds Smith at the top of the key. Now right wing for Boone. Boone over to Bowers. Now back to Smith. Now top of the key for Gleason. Work around the left side for Boone. Boone back top of the key for Smith. Now right wing for Gleason. Thought about the three. Now pulls up. Gives to Bowers. Bowers going to take it into the lane. No good. Rebounded there by Carthron. And the shot's no good, but he was fouled. That's one thing. Brashear picked up a few fouls early on. Not too bad. Who are they going to tag here? Jacob Shipman. 14 foul, 2 on Douglas. And Massengale's back in the game. Gleason throws inbounds up to Carthron. Finds Massengale in the right corner. Now across court back to Gleason on the left wing. Gleason with some great dribbling. Can't get by Thomas, though. Now throws into Massengale. Massengale working at the free throw line. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Now back to Carthron. Now to Gleason. Gleason's going to pull things back out. Reset. Now throws right side to Boone. Works around to the left side for Gleason. And Gleason's entry pass into Massengale was fouled by Brashear. Who are they going to get? That's a Shipman second. That's something the Tigers can't afford. They can't get into any foul trouble at all.
They've already got two players with 2 fouls in the first quarter.
And Treasure checks in for Shipman. They throw it back into Massengale. Massengale nearly travels, and he throws it back out. It's going to be over and back on Douglas. I don't know. It looked like he was pushed maybe by Brashear. They didn't call anything. Break for Brashear. We won't complain. All right, Brashear set to take things out on the left side. Kyler Watson throws in to Treasure with 10 seconds now. Hazen back to Treasure with 9. Treasure working against Massengale. Things are no good there. Down to 5 seconds to Hazen on the right wing. Down to 3. Hazen pulls up. No good. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. The Tigers lead it 13-8. And Daniel, I'm not going to lie to you. I am thoroughly impressed with how Brashear is playing right now against this spunky Douglas team.
Yeah. I was actually expecting a blowout in the first quarter, but...
Well, let me tell you something that's helped Brashear is the fact that Douglas has not run any press breaker yet. When they have the mind to run the press breaker, the Tigers are going to be hurting a little.
And as Douglas did the other night, they didn't pull out the full court press until a little bit after... a little bit to the end of the first quarter, and it might be a little bit of a kind of hide the fact that they're going to come back and stomp them later in the game.
We'll see. Looks like Douglas is bringing out all starters minus Smith and instead Bowers, and Brashear also has starters minus Shipman and instead Treasure. So second quarter is underway. Douglas has it right wing to Bowers. Bowers works it down in the corner to Carthron. Back out to Gleason. Now left wing for Bowers. Am I going to say he traveled or stepped on the line?
I don't know. It didn't look like a travel to me.
It wasn't a travel and he wasn't on the line. So I'm going to say not great officiating.
Smith back in for Bowers now.
All right. Hazen left wing over to Cale Watson. Works it inside to Thomas. Thomas good.
That was a nice little play right there.
15-8, Tigers lead it. They go right wing to Gleason. Gleason finds Smith. Smith now back to Gleason. Gleason inside to Carthron over to Smith for three. Yes!
These guys can hit the three-pointers.
Smith cuts the lead to 4 for the Tigers. 15-11 with 7:15 left in the second quarter. Right wing, Thomas has it. Feeds it into Cale Watson, and Watson's pushed there by Gleason. That'll be the third team foul on Douglas. Gleason's first. Kyrie Watson set to take things out of bounds. Goes straight into Hazen. It's poked away and stripped by Smith, but then lost out of bounds. Kyrie Watson going to take things in again. Finds Treasure. Treasure blocked! Holy cow! Boone, who's 4 inches is lesser, came up and absolutely rejected Treasure. Tigers got another shot off, but Massengale got the rebound. What a block!
That block just came right out of the blue.
Carthron wide open on the other side, and Rashir fell asleep at the wheel on that play. 13-15. Douglas down by two. 6:50 left in the second quarter. Hazen left wing now to Cale Watson. Watson finds Thomas under the basket. Oh, rims that. But Thomas will shoot a pair of free throws. Who was on the foul there, Daniel?
I couldn't tell you, Tyler.
I think that was Gleason's second. Sibley set to check in for Douglas. I don't know if we'll go double dose of big or if he's going to come in for Massengale. Here he comes. We're going double dose big. Massengale and Sibley both playing. That's something that will hurt the Tigers' height advantage-wise. Ball's shot no good. Rebounded there by Sibley. Sibley almost loses it, but finds Boone. Boone goes to Massengale. Nice real dunk. Oh, he pulls up for the layup.
Yep.
15-all. 6:30 left, second quarter. Boy, I was really wanting to see him flush it there, Daniel.
I thought he might, but I don't think he's playing as aggressive tonight as he was earlier this week.
All of a sudden, the Tigers are starting to lose their composure as Kylie Watson steps on the sideline. Back to Douglas. Gleason over to Smith. Back to Gleason. Gleason takes it into the lane. Shot floater. Yes! 17-15. 6:10 left. Second quarter action. Hazen left wing for Cale Watson. Watson to Treasure, who's wide open, but isn't going to shoot a three, I guess. Back to Cale Watson. Back to Kylie Watson. Now to Hazen on the right wing. Hazen dribbles into the free throw line, kicks it back out to Cale Watson on the left wing. Back now over to Hazen. Hazen takes it inside, now finds Cale Watson again. It's a two-man game. Watson finds a wide open Thomas, who floats it over a leaping Massengale for the score. It's 17-all now with 5:40 left second quarter. Daniel, this is
quite an exciting game to watch, Tyler.
And Boone launches a long three, no good, but guess who's there? Massengale set to put it back. 19-17, 5:30 left, second quarter. Hazen finds Cale Watson on the right wing. Watson back to Treasure. Treasure dribbles around at the top of the circle. Now finds Matt Thomas again. Thomas works it into Cale Watson. Cale Watson back to Treasure from the pizza line. No good. Board by Justin Hazen. Hazen, the smallest guy on the court. Hazen between the circles. Looking to throw to Cale Watson. Can't do it. Now finds Treasure on the right elbow. Back to Hazen. Hazen just inside the arc on the right side. Finds Thomas. Thomas in the right corner. Heavy pressure by this Douglas defense. Now left wing for Cale Watson. Watson trying to dribble inside. Finds Hazen. Hazen blocked by Boone. And they're going to call a foul.
Wow.
It didn't look like a foul to me.
Didn't look like one to me either, but he slapped, and them refs tend to call him fouls, and they slap like he did.
It looked like all ball to me. The thing that their coaches, Douglas's coach is telling him now, you know, stay up because Hazen's so short, he won't be able to get it over your hands extended. Hazen's free throw is no good, and the Tigers have struggled from this charity stripe this evening.
We're back to all starters now. Shipman and Ferdigger back in.
4:45 left, second quarter, it's 19-17, and still 19-17 on a second miss by Hazen, picked up by Boone. Boone pulls up at the free throw line. Fader, yes! Oh, my, how did he hit that shot? 21-17, 4:30 left, second quarter. Hazen right wing now to Ferdig. Ferdig is going to pull up for three. Yes! Swishes it! Oh, what a shot by Ferdig. Right wing over to Gleason now. 21-20 is the score. Massengale down the court. Flips it off to Cale Watson's hands and goes out of bounds. Whew. This is a fast-paced game. That could also come back to hurt
Brashear in the end.
Brashear because of their legs not being as fresh as
Douglas's.
All right. Smith throws in to Gleason, top the key. Gleason back to Smith, and they're going to get 3 seconds in the lane on Massengale. Massengale built him a little fork in there and hit a fire of it before they called anything. All right. Hazen takes it across the timeline for Bashir with 4:05 left in the second quarter. Feeds Cale Watson back out to Ferdig for another three from the same spot. This one no good. Rebounded by Massengale. Massengale being pressured by Ferdig, and Bashir calls off the dogs and lets Boone take it up the court. Boone over to Gleason. Gleason now top the key for Smith. Smith back to Gleason. Gleason pulls up at the left elbow. Fires. Shot no good. Rebounded there by Kylie Watson. Over to Hazen. Hazen has the ball with 3:40 left. Second quarter, it's 21-20 in favor of Douglas. Right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig looking inside. Finds Kylie Watson. Watson back to Ferdig on the right wing. Now top the key for Hazen. Hazen left wing for Cale Watson. Watson finds Shipman. Shipman takes it in and gets the score. 22-21. 3:15 left. Second quarter now. Gleason up the left side. Takes it by Ferdig. Now pulls it back. Goes to Smith. Smith between the circles. Smith takes it into the lane. A little fade. Yes! Man, they can hit those jumping, fading shots. They'll jump up in the air and fade for about a second before they even act like they're going to shoot. Smith puts Douglas back in top. 23-22 with 2:54 left, second quarter. And Douglas knocks the ball out of bounds. It goes back to Bashir.
Of course, Douglas can jump high enough that they can fade for about a second, and they still be up there pretty high.
Oh, yeah, they'll still be up above where most people can jump. Douglas called a timeout. They want to regroup and think about some things. Daniel, this is a lot closer game than I thought it was going to be. 23-22. Just a one-point spread with 2:54 left before halftime. What do you see the key for Bashir to come back the point, take the lead, and keep the lead?
Well, I think Brashear's going to have to get aggressive, and they're going to have to keep their endurance, which is probably going to be a problem for them because Douglas has got a deep bench.
All right. Here we go. Shipman sets the inbound, throws into Hazen. Hazen on the right side, back to Shipman. Shipman on the right wing, dribbles into the lane, turnaround, shot no good, he should have hit that. Board goes to Smith. Smith is going to lose it. No, yeah, he poked away by Cale Watson and recovered by Ryan Ferdig, back to Shipman. Ferdig might have traveled, but they didn't call it. Now to Cale Watson, now back to Hazen between the circles. Now right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig back to Shipman. Shipman going to take it to the hole and kicks it out of bounds. Oh, no, they're going to say Smith touched it. I thought Shipman kicked it out of bounds.
I think it was Shipman all the way, but the officials called it the other way.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, it's Bashir ball. Shipman set to inbound. Throws into Massengale and then recovered by Ferdig as Massengale couldn't get a clear handle on it. Bashir is having a lot of ball handling troubles, and finally Hazen recovers and throws to Ferdig. Ferdig guarded, blanketed really, by Sibley, and Ferdig drives in, misses a shot. Rebound by Kylie Watson. Watson takes it back in. Shot up and good. 24-23. Tigers lead with 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Gleason on the left side. Gleason down the heart of the lane, and he carried. You know, they're really starting to buckle down on those carry calls. Harris back in for Douglas. Comes in for Gleason with the mental lapse on the carry. Gleason's going to go sit down. And now Carthron comes in for Sibley. And now Bowers checks in for Smith. All right. Hazen, left wing for Cale Watson. Watson, top the key for Watson. That's Kylie. Throws over to Hazen now. Hazen back to Cale Watson. Now left wing for Ferdig. Ferdig working on Massengale. Now throws into the corner for Cale Watson. Kylie Watson stolen by Boone. Boone. Coast to coast. Shot rims out. Rebounded by Massengale two or three times. Again and again and in.
I think that ball was shot about four times on that end of the court, Tyler.
Massengale was just padding his stats with about four rebounds before putting it in. Lead back to Douglas, 25-24 with 1:10 left in the second quarter. They feed it into Watson. Watson back out to Shipman. Shipman drives into the lane, throws up a bad shot. They got him with a charge. Oh, I think that's Shipman's third foul, the boot.
Yep.
Shipman got a little out of control and took things a little too aggressively into the lane. Brashear going to put on a full court press now as Bowers inbounds to Harris. Harris up the left side over to Massengale. Massengale behind the arc. Now throws to Boone, who's a little more comfortable behind the arc. Now top to keep the Bowers that wing for Harris. Harris, floater, shot short. Rebounded by Thomas up the left side. Now to Kylie Watson. Watson thinks about going in the lane. Now pulls it back out. Gives it to Matt Thomas. Thomas inside, blocked by Massengale. And recollected by Carthron. And he's going to be pushed by Matt Thomas. That'll be the seventh foul. It's 1-1 now for Douglas. Thomas with his first, seventh on Brashear. Carthron will go to the line for 1-1. Shot. No good. Rebounded there by Thomas. Thomas to Hazen. Hazen up the right side. Fertig was wide open into the basket, and he didn't have his eyes up the court. Didn't see him. They work it into Kyle Watson on the baseline. Watson loses it, and they're going to say Boone was the last to touch it before it went out of bounds. So it's 28 seconds left. Tigers have the ball. Down by one. Watson out to Watson. Kylie beyond the arc. Goes over to Hazen. Hazen pulls up. Yes! 26-25. 1-point lead with 20 seconds left. They get it into Massengale. Massengale ahead, and it's poked away. Stolen by Thomas. Thomas up the left side. Parham flowing in the breeze. Those red locks now throws out to Hazen. Hazen back to Thomas. Thomas with 5 seconds. Thomas inside. Throws over to Cale Watson. Watson with one. Watson shot up. Yes! Shot's good. Brashear's going to go into halftime with a 28-25 lead. And if you told me that before the game started, I'd told you are crazy.
Same here.
Well, Daniel and I will regroup ourselves, recollect our thoughts, and meet you back in 10 minutes.
Yep.
All right, Daniel. We're just about ready to start the second half. What do you see?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's a pretty close ball game. And the outcome up till now has been pretty much exactly the opposite of what I thought it had been.
All right, Brashear's going to start with the ball. Shipman inbounds to Hazen, and we're off and going in the second half. Hazen goes to Fertig on the left wing. Fertig back to Kill Watson, top the key. Finds Shipman. Shipman almost loses it. Travels. They don't call it. Inside and good. 30-25, 7:40. Left in the third quarter. Ball goes into Messinger, who takes it length of the court and loses it. Picked up by Kylie Watson. And I'm surprised to see that Douglas isn't full court pressuring Brashear right now as Kale Watson lays another one in.
Douglas has been playing as aggressive as they were the other night. Doesn't seem to me anyways.
All right. Booting up the right side and has it poked away and out of bounds by Kale Watson. Will stay with Douglas. Ball thrown inside to Carthron, and he loses it. Picked up by Shipman, who loses it to Smith. Smith, yes! 32-27. 7:05 left. Third quarter action. Hazen up the center of the court. Crosses the timeline. Now goes left wing for Fertig. Fertig finds Kylie Watson, guarded closely by Massengale. Throws it now to Shipman. Shipman up. Shipman good. 34-27. 6:45 left third quarter. Boone throws into Gleason. Gleason ahead and poked away. Stolen by Kylie Watson. Now to Fertig. Fertig up the right side. Finds Hazen. Hazen's going to pull things back out. Hazen left wing for Cale Watson. Watson goes into the lane. Shot good. It could have been called a charge. Could have been called a block by Massengale. There was no call. So the shot will count. 36-27. Tigers lead by 9. Ball almost thrown out of bounds, but Massengale recollects from left sideline. Massengale across to the right wing for Smith. Smith now to Gleason. Gleason inside, misses the shot, rebounded there by Carthron. His shot's no good, but he was fouled. Who should pair free throws? And I heard their coach tell them while they were warming up just before start of the third quarter that they needed to get hot. And that's really the truth. They can't get anything to go. First shot, no good. Second one is good. It's 36-28. Ball goes into Watson. Stolen by Smith. Shot no good. Rebounded by Shipman. Tigers are being a little lazy with their passes, and Douglas is able to pick a few of them off. They go to the right side for Hazen. Back to Watson. Watson.
The aggressive side of Douglas is starting to come out now.
Hazen over to Kyle Watson, and Watson boots it out of bounds back to Douglas. I'm still surprised that Douglas isn't coming out in the full court press on the Tigers. We'll see if they'll start to. Gleason looking for Smith, finds him. Smith almost over and back to Gleason now. Gleason finds Smith again between the circles and calls out a play. Jukeson has the ball stripped and held by Jacob Shipman, and that's his fourth foul. Shipman picks up his fourth foul with 5:28 left in the third quarter.
That's probably going to put Shipman out of the game, and he's been proven to be a very valuable asset to Brashear.
All right. Puts Smith at the line. Shot up and good. Thomas comes in for Shipman. Two-team fouls on Brashear early on. None for Douglas yet. Smith up. Second time. Shot no good. But we're going to get a lane violation on Brashear. Oh, man, that's just a mental mistake. You got to watch those lines and wait till the ball hits the rim or backboard. Gives Smith an extra opportunity, and he converts this time. 30-36. Brashear up by six with 5:28 left in the third quarter now. Douglas is starting to work that full court press. Didn't work that time. They throw in to Hazen. Hazen at the top of the key, right wing now for Cale Watson. Watson to Thomas. Thomas dribbles a couple times and then to Hazen now, top of the key for Fertig. Fertig looking inside, goes right wing for Thomas now to the right corner for Watson. Watson finds Thomas underneath the basket, but too far to shoot. Now goes over to Hazen. Hazen, follow away, shot's good. The Tigers are a bit lucky this evening. Lady Luck's on their side as they've had some crazy shots fall. It's 38-30 with 4:50 left third quarter. Left wing for Gleason. Gleason back top the key for Smith. Smith into the right side for Boone. Boone tucks the ball and calls a play. Now throws off to Gleason. Now left wing for Smith. And we got a timeout. And with Douglas down by eight, I don't know what exactly they're trying to do.
I don't either. Like you said earlier, at the beginning of the game, if you told me that score right now, I would not have believed you.
I think Douglas' forte is to run and gun. If they can get out and get some quick shots, that's what they want to do. They don't want to go into a half-court set. They want to run and gun, get quick points, quick scores.
Yeah.
Brashear, on the other hand, they need to slow the game down so that they can compete and keep their legs fresh, because Douglas has, like you said, a real deep bench that can sub at any time if they need to.
Another thing that might be hurting him is the other night, Boone took a pretty good fall.
Yeah, he doesn't appear to be limping or anything tonight. We'll see. Maybe it's just psychological. Smith sets him down for Douglas, finds Boone, and Boone loses it, recovers, throws it into the corner for Gleason. What an athletic play by Boone to keep it in bounds. Throws it now to Massengill, finds a wide open Carthoron, yes! 38-32, 4:20 left, third quarter. Brashear passes into Watson, back to Watson, now to Watson one more time, this time it's Cale. Cale Watson left wing for Hazen. Hazen, ball fake, puts it on the floor now, picks up his dribble, throws out to Kylie Watson at the half-court line, and it's tipped up by Douglas and happens to go into the hands of Matt Thomas, who puts it up and in.
Brashear was very lucky on that play right there. Could have been very easily out of bounds.
Now, Douglas botches the inbound play. They missed the easy shot, though, and Massengale comes over with the board, goes ahead to Smith. Smith finds Gleason on the left wing. Gleason inside to Massengale. Massengale finds a wide open Carthron on again. Yes. 40-34 now. 3:38 left third quarter. Hazen ahead to Ferdig on the right side. Ferdig back to Hazen, almost stolen by Boone. Hazen now back to Ferdig into the corner for Watson. Kylie Watson dribbling on Massengale. Now throws back to Ferdig. Ferdig on the right wing, looking to pass. Settles for the corner pass to Kylie Watson, who works into the left block for Thomas, who puts it up and in. 42-34, 3:09 left third quarter. Smith ahead to Gleason on the left side. Gleason back to Smith between the circles. Smith now to Gleason into the corner for Massengale. Massengale back to Smith. Smith ahead to Boone, right wing for Gleason inside to Massengale. Massengale turned, shot no good, but he was fouled. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. Third team foul on Brashear with 2:50 left third quarter. Foul was on Watson, and what is that on him? Kylie Watson has three fouls. Shot up by Massengale. Oh, in and out. Second shot up by Massengale. No good either. Rebounded though by Carthron. So they're going to call a jump ball on that? Is that what they call, Daniel?
I think they called a foul on Ferdig, but I'm not for sure.
I think they called jump ball, and I think that was a bad call. Ball goes into Gleason. Gleason out of Boone. Boone, there's a wide open Carthron on the right wing. Boone dribbles in. He's fouled. They didn't call it. Oh, man, they got a bunch of arm on that. I don't know who it was. I don't remember. And now the ball is blocked by Boone. Boone, guarded only by Hazen, pulls up over the right elbow. Oh, my, he was falling down. He was hit from behind. They don't call a foul, and he sinks the shot. What a play. 42-36, 2:25 left third quarter. Watson to Kylie Watson. Kylie over to Justin Hazen. Hazen dribbles in now right wing for Kylie Watson. Watson to Matt Thomas. Thomas in the right corner, and there's a timeout by Brashear with 2:10 left in the third quarter. Tigers lead at 42-36. Douglas isn't able to come back with the authority that I thought they would, especially the other night against Macon County. It looked like they could not be stopped. And Brashear's doing a good job of limiting them, really, on rebounds. Massengale should have a lot more rebounds than what he does.
Yeah, but part of what made Brashear successful is they was here and they watched Douglas play, and they probably found their weaknesses, and they probably made those weaknesses, took advantage of them.
All right, Brashear ball now. Kylie Watson to inbound. Throws into Justin Hazen. Hazen just inside the arc. No good. Rebounded there by Boone. Boone up ahead to Massengale. And Massengale is not going to go in for the dunk. I wanted to see a dunk. All right. Now right wing for Gleason. Gleason calls out play number three. We'll see what play number three entails. He goes to Harris. Back to Gleason inside to Massengale. Massengale turns. Fires. Shot no good. Out of bounds off of Ryan Ferdig. He'll stay with Douglas. 1:47 left third quarter. And it looked like Massengale might have been over the back of
that's
Ryan
Ferdig.
That's why I
got to get called first.
Ball inbounded to Massengale on the right wing, now to Gleason. Gleason back to Massengale. Massengale works inside a little bit, throws inside to, I can't tell, that is Harris. Harris misses it, has it then stripped away by Ferdig on the rebound, who comes away with it, takes it across the timeline with 1:30 left in the third quarter. Thomas inside to Ferdig now, almost loses it, and they're going to call him with the travel. Ferdig never really had possession of that, and always kind of bobbling it, and walked with it to boot.
Yep.
Ball entered into Gleason on the left sideline. Gleason over to Harris. It was a dangerous pass, but Harris collects. Now into Massengale. Massengale jumper off the rim, no good. That's not really Massengale's game, I don't think. A little fadeaway jumpers. Thomas all the way down the sideline. It's good, and the foul! Foul was on Massengale. I think that's just his first foul. It is team first this half. And that was worth 2 points and a free throw shot for Matt Thomas. However, Thomas struggles from the charity stripe. 1:09 left third quarter, 44-36. Thomas up. No good. Rebounded there by Kyle Watson. Watson inside to Justin Hazen. Hazen throws a bad pass, and he's lucky that Kale Watson was on the other side. Watson off to Matt Thomas, now to Justin Hazen, inside to Kyle Watson. Yes! 46-36, and the Tigers are up by 10.
And 45 seconds left in the third quarter.
All right, Smith at the top of the key with 39 seconds. Alley-oop, and Massengale was blocked by Kylie Watson, not literally, but he was kind of edged out by Watson so that he couldn't get the jump off for the shot. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Douglas. I thought for sure it looked like the Tigers were the last to touch it.
I don't know. I think it went between their legs, but they didn't touch it.
All right. Watson sets inbound, and they're running the full court press. Douglas is having some success with it as the Tigers are having trouble getting it across. They finally find Kale Watson on the left side with 20 seconds left in the third. Watson to Hazen. Hazen takes the right wing now to Ryan Purdig. Now back out to Kale Watson. Watson throws it. It's picked off by Massengale with 9 seconds. Massengale throws it into nobody. He thought Gleason was coming up, and it was picked off there by Kylie Watson. Over to Justin Hazen with 1 second. Shot is up. It's no good, but he was fouled and shoot 2 free throws with .1 seconds left in the third quarter. Purdig was poked on by who? Gleason. That'll be his second team second this half. All right. So with virtually no time on the clock, Furtick shoots 2 free throws at the end of the third quarter. First one up and out. Second one, good. And Douglas is not going to have much of a chance here. He launches it, and Boone threw it down the court to Massengale. Massengale caught it, but there wasn't much he can do. As soon as he caught it,
the buzzer rang,
and that was the end of the quarter. So, an unthinkable game so far as Brashear is winning 47-36 going into the fourth quarter. Daniel, what do you see in the fourth quarter?
Well, from the way Douglas has been playing, I don't think they're going to make that strong of a comeback, but anything can happen.
Well, I go back to what their coach said at halftime. If they get hot, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Or if Brashear gets cold, you know, or Lady Luck falls to the other side.
Yeah, Lady Luck's been on Brashear's side for quite some time this quarter.
And Lady Luck remains on Brashear's side as it's their ball to start the half, or to start the fourth quarter. Watson into Hazen. Hazen on the left wing back to Kyle Watson. Watson has it poked away, but he recollects before the timeline and hands off now to his brother Kale. Kale over to Justin Hazen. Hazen back to Kale Watson on the left wing. Kale Watson working down on the left sideline. Shot up. Yes. He got to the baseline and couldn't get stopped. 49-36. Tigers up by 13 with 7:30 left in the fourth. Ball thrown out to Boone, now to Smith, top the key. Smith over to Gleason. Gleason thought about the three, dribbles into the lane, fires in and out. And there goes Lady Luck again, pushing the ball out for Douglas. Hazen across the timeline. Over to Furtig. Furtig now takes it into the lane. Shot up and no good, rebounded by Thomas. Shot no good, rebounded there by Boone. Boone with 7 minutes left. And if Douglas is going to start the comeback, now's the time to do it. Smith over to Gleason, top the key between the circles, now right wing for Smith, who dribbles back to the top of the key, sets up the offense, Gleason into Massengale. Massengale back out to Smith for three, in and out, rebounded by Furtig. Furtig hands off to Hazen, wrapped to the races down the middle. Hazen over to Thomas on the right wing. Back out to Kale Watson, top the key between the circles, looks over to Thomas on the right wing. Thomas has it, now back over to Furtig. Furtig now to Hazen to reset the offense. Hazen passes to Kale Watson. Watson working on the left sideline. Goes now over to Thomas. Thomas to Hazen. Hazen right wing guarded closely there by Boone. Boone reaches in, can't get the ball now. Steps back and Hazen passes over to Kyler Watson. Now to Kale Watson. Now to Fertig, top the key. Fertig back to Kale Watson. Watson pokes a finger. And the Tigers are running excellent clock burner. Douglas is going to have to put a little more pressure on to get the steal. And Ryan Fertig travels. Massengill appears to have injured his ankle or knee. Sibley coming in. Massengill is perhaps done for the evening. I don't know what is exactly wrong with him. Do you, Daniel?
I don't know, but he's favoring his one leg. I know that much.
They throw into Gleason, now to Smith. Smith back to Gleason. Gleason now to Boone. Boone throws to Smith, now to Gleason. And the Douglas Bulldogs are wasting a lot of time. They need to, if they're going to come back, they need to get some good shots off. And Boone takes a three. Shot no good. Rebound by Smith in the air. His shot's no good. And Sibley puts it up and in. 49-38. Douglas down 11. Full court press now. We'll see how that Abashir handles the full court press. No problem. Hazen takes it in. Shot up off the glass, no good, and it's poked away around and rebounded by Thomas, who just kind of flips it up, gets it to go with 5:10 left in the fourth quarter. Tigers extend the lead, 51-38. Right wing for Boone, just inside the arc, high arcing shot, no good. Oh, what a play by Smith to throw it off of Kylie Watson. They're going to say it wasn't off of Kylie Watson, it'll be Bashir Ball. Boy, I don't think that's the right call. Tigers throw it into Hazen, and Hazen was out of bounds. No, timeout. 4:59 left in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead at 51-38, and I am absolutely amazed that Bashir is winning this game.
Shell-shocked is a good word to describe it.
Shell-shocked.
And Douglas just can't get anything to fall for him.
No.
They've shot shots that you think were in for sure, and they just come back out.
Yep. Lady Luck is definitely on the side of the Bashir Tigers. All right. Bashir Ball with 4:59 left in the fourth quarter. Hazen has it. Hazen pulls up just before the timeline and has it poked away, stolen by Smith, up ahead to Boone. Boone, oh, he loses it.
Boone was wide open for that one.
Couldn't get the handle on it, lost it, and now the Tigers come away with it. Thomas up ahead, and he gets it to Shipman, who's fouled by Sibley. He'll shoot two free throws. Shipman's in there with four fouls. First shot's good. 52-38. Second shot good for Shipman. Gleason has the ball on the right side, entered by Bowers. Bowers to Smith at the top of the key. Smith over to Gleason. Gleason tosses to Boone. Now to Gleason with 4:30. Dribbles in. Shot no good. Rebounded now by Smith. Smith, high arcing shot no good. Rebounded now by Sibley. Sibley fumbling it around on his fingertips. Couldn't get it to go. And Carol Watson comes down with the rebound. Tosses now to Shipman, who throws to Hazen. Hazen to Carol Watson. Kale Watson poked away, stolen up ahead, now to Boone. Boone won't botch this one all the way. Yes. 40-53, 3:58 left in the game. Ball entered to Shipman. Shipman is completely held by Boone. With 3:53, that'll be the third, no, the fourth team foul on Douglas. That was Boone's first team foul. Personal foul, I guess. Up ahead to Kale Watson. is inbound play. Watson to Watson in the corner. He's pushed by Smith or Gleason. One. They got Smith with the push. 15 foul. That'll be Smith's first foul. Kale Watson throws in to Kylie Watson. Back to Matt Thomas across to Kale Watson. Watson to Hazen. Hazen's fouled, and Douglas is starting to get a little aggressive on the fouls. What kind of clock burner do you call this, Danny?
I don't know, but it's not helping Douglas any.
Harris set to check in now for Douglas. They go into Shipman. Shipman with a wraparound pass over to Kylie Watson, who lays it in. 55-40 is the score with 3:20 left in the fourth quarter. Smith across to Gleason. Gleason into the lane. Shot no good. Poked away and rebounded by Boone now. Boone. Dribbling around the outside. Tries to around the back dribble, and it was picked off by Hazen, who took it the other way. Fouled by Smith. I guess I'm still in shock that Douglas isn't blowing the Tigers out right now.
I am too.
All right, Hazen. One dribble. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Kale Watson. Watson out to Matt Thomas. 2:57 left in the fourth quarter. 55-40. Kale Watson out to Hazen. Now into Shipman. Shipman has it poked away, stripped by Boone, and he's fouled. And Shipman, you can always tell when he thinks he's fouled because he has a definite grimace on his face. Any comment on that, Danny?
It looks pretty mean whenever he gets fouled.
Shipman, free throw, yes. 56-40. 2:49 left in the fourth quarter. Shipman dribble, shot up. Good. Boone throws in, Bauer back to Boone. 57-40 is the lead. Over the head pass into Harris now. Harris starts the drive into the lane, now throws back out to Boone, right wing for Smith. Smith passes off to Bowers, yes. 57-42, 2:30 left, fourth quarter. Ball entered to Hazen, poked away, stolen by Boone. Boone, fadeaway shot, no good, out of bounds off of Thomas. 2:22 left, fourth quarter. Burdig in for Thomas, and Carthron's coming in for
Boone.
Boone is their three-point specialist, and they take him out. Ball thrown into Smith. Smith, 2:20 left. Smith, in no hurry, pulls up a three. Yeah, he buried it. 45-57. Ball thrown into Shipman. Shipman's going to be fouled, and Shipman is angry.
Like usual. One more foul for Douglas, and they're going to be in double bonus.
And that's Smith, who started the fourth quarter with zero fouls. He picked up his fourth there. That foul could have been called on one of four Douglas defenders, though, as they were all over Shipman.
Yeah.
Shot by Shipman's good. He's a free throw machine. 58-45. Second free throw on the way from Shipman. Yes. 59-45. Inside to Smith. Smith up the sideline. Now dribbles in, fade away. Yes!
That's two in a row for Smith that he sunk.
Ball inbounded to Shipman now. Shipman up ahead to Kale Watson. Kale Watson going to pull it back out. Smith dangerously close to picking up his fifth foul. Throws it down to Shipman. Watson does. Back out to Hazen. Now to Watson. Clock burner in effect. 139. Chipman Drizzle into the lane, and he was fouled by Smith, who will come out of the game with his fifth foul.
And that's going to cripple Douglas's three-point shooting ability.
I tell you what would help it if they brought Boone back in.
Yeah. Boone looked like he might have been favoring one of his legs, though, when he came out. So.
Well, I didn't see that.
Shipman's at the line again, and he's pretty good at free throws. So.
Yeah, Shipman will bury both free throws. He's into the double bonus. And instead of sending Boone in to replace him, they send in Gleason. Shipman, no. Shouldn't have said anything about him burying those free throws. He botched the first one.
It looks like Lady Muckle might shift to Douglas' side after all, Tyler. A little bit late in the game, though.
Second shot's good. Ball entered into Gleason. Gleason almost loses out of bounds, and now it's kicked, thrown out of bounds off of Ryan Ferdig with 1:33 left in the fourth quarter. Gleason throws to Bowers and it's picked off. He recollects inside to Carthron now. Carthron up, no good. Gets his own board. Fouled on the second shot by Shipman, I think, and that's his fifth. Shipman, who is their go-to guy on the free throws, is going to have to exit the game. Treasure will come into the game for Shipman. 4th foul on Bashir. All right. Carthron up. No good. Down by 13. Douglas needs a miracle to come back now. Second shot's no good. Sibley got the board, put it back up, no good. He's just a freshman. You give him 2 years, and he'll be dunking those back in. Cale Watson having trouble, and Bashir calls a timeout with 1:09 left in the fourth quarter. And it looks like Bashir's going to hang on. Daniel, is that what you expected this evening?
I did not expect it at all. I expected the score to be flip-flop at least.
I was with you on that, Daniel. So we'll just be quiet and accept the win, though, won't we?
It's hard to tell.
Hard to tell.
It should be a confidence builder for sure, though.
Oh, yes. Let's see. When does Bashir play next? It looks like Bashir will play tomorrow night at 6:15 against Macon County. And if they hang on here, which I think it's pretty well guaranteed they'll hang on. They will go into the Macon County game with an opportunity to play for the championship Saturday night. If they can beat Macon County, which they should, then they'll play Knox County. He's already secured their bid for the championship game Saturday night. Oh, and Douglas is going to the foul all the time, and I kind of get tired of the fouling business. What do you think, Manny?
It's not helping, Manny. Every time they foul, it's 2 free throws.
Yep. Shot up by Treasure, no good. Second shot up by Treasure, yes. 61-47. They throw into Gleason. Gleason down the middle to the left side. Back over to Bowers. Inside now to Harris. And he's fouled. What is Bashir doing fouling?
It's hard to tell.
Let him launch threes. Don't foul him. That's dumb. Who is that foul on? Hazen. They launch a three. They miss. Over the back.
Back on.
Sibley got over the back of Treasure. Treasure will go down 2 free throws. At least we're under a minute now. This could be a long 55 seconds. Here we go. Massengill's coming in. That's the fifth foul on Sibley, and Massengill's limping back into the game. His right leg's bothering him. He's got a brace on the right ankle. I wonder if that's what's hurting him.
Yeah, his bottom of his leg is kind of swollen up.
All right. Treasure up. Ribs in. Treasure's second shot up and good. 63-47. Massengill throws it. And Massengill's not going to get up the court. 50 seconds left. Watson. And he throws to Hazen and he fouls. He's fouled by Bowers. And now Douglas is just really kind of starting to embarrass themselves, aren't they, Daniel?
That foul was unnecessary.
Hazen up, yes, 64-47. This is going to turn out to be a lot more lopsided than it should have been.
Yeah.
Hazen, second shot, yeah, 65-47. Massengill couldn't get it in, called timeout.
Douglas does not look too happy.
I don't blame him. I'm sure they thought they were going to come in and walk all over Brashear, and maybe that's what got to them, too much confidence.
Yeah, which could very easily happen to Brashear in the Macon County game.
You are absolutely right. Brashear can't let this win get to their heads and affect them against Macon County tomorrow night. Ball goes into Gleason. Gleason over to Bowers, now to Massengill. Pulls up from the free throw line. Shot no good. Saved inbounds. And it goes over to Bowers, now to Gleason. Now to Harris. Harris in the left corner. Back to Gleason with 28 seconds left. Gleason throws over to Bowers. Loses out of bounds. Saved by Massengill just before it goes out. Massengill looking okay on the off the dribble. Turn around. Shot partially blocked by Treasure. Treasure comes away with it. And goes to Cale Watson with 12 seconds. Don't foul. Don't foul, Massengill. Goes back down to Treasure. Treasure has it stolen. Now picked off. Goes off to Harris. Blocked by Treasure. Picked up by Hazen. Hazen up ahead to Ferdig. Ferdig, no. Action ball game. Brashear in an amazing, unbelievable upset over Douglas, 65-47. I still can't believe it just happened.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, stay tuned. The next game up on the docket is going to be a girls' game. We're set for the Knox County Novinger girls game. Danny won't be with me, but we'll have a new guest, and we'll see you in about 10 minutes.
Yep. See you folks later.